So let's review. The Braisin Dav Kuf Chav Dal mentioned that all agree regarding Shemach Sheshbichu Yisoyimim La'achar Misa Avien Ein B'char Neitl Pishnayim. If there were profits from the father's assets that accrued after his death through the improvements of the brothers, the B'char does not get a double portion in these profits because they are ro, they were not in the father's possession when he died, and Ein B'char Neitl B'ro Kebemuchzik. A B'char is entitled to Pishnayim only in the assets that were Muchzik, that were in the father's possession when he died, but not in those assets that were ro, that were not in the father's possession when he died. However, Huna Mervasi says, B'char Shemicha Micha. If the B'char initially objected and requested that they split up the estate before making these improvements, he does get Pishnayim in the Shvach, because as the Rashbam explains, Ravasi holds Yesh le B'char Kain Chalukah. A B'char requires his additional portion from when he wants to acquire it, even before the assets were actually divided. Therefore, in this case, his objection indicates that he wanted to acquire his additional portion, and the Chas Nidei Ashbach, the profits from his additional portion, belong to him. Rabbi makes the following distinction. The above holds true only if the improvements did not make a physical change in the Bukhari's portion, such as if the grapes or olives were fully grown and the brothers merely cut them down. The Bukhari gets a double portion in the Shvach because, as explained earlier, his portion improved. And as the Rashbam adds, this is similar to one who stole an item and it improved. He must return the item as is because it did not undergo a physical change. However, if the improvements did make a physical change in the Bukhari's portion, such as the brothers pressed the grapes into wine, the Bukhari does not get a double portion in the Shvach. He only gets Pishnayim as per the former lower value of the grapes, but not in the Shvach of the current higher value of the wine, because as the Rashbam explains, Kenin hiyas milahani anov mishinoi. The other brothers acquire the grapes through the change, and the shvach of the wine belongs to them. And this is similar to Gozel Eitzim Vason Kalim Mishalm Kishas Exela Dekanya Bashinui. The thief pays the lower value of the raw wood, not the higher value of the utensil he fashioned. Rav Yosef addresses a similar but different situation and says, Afilo Darchum Noisnoi Deme Hezek Anavav. If the brothers pressed the grapes into wine, and their value decreased, such as the wine spoiled, the B'chari receives Pishnayim as per the former higher value of grapes, but not as per the current lower value of the spoiled wine. Because Mishalm Alai Kishas Ekzela, the brothers must reimburse the B'chari as per the value of the grapes from when they stole them from him. The Gemara continues with a related halacha. Amar Ravasi, B'chari Shenotel Chelik Kepashut Viter. If the B'chari took only a single portion in one of his father's fields, he surrendered his rights to the additional portion and he cannot later claim Pishnayim. The Gemara cites a machlek is in the understanding of this ruling. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava says, Vitr ba'isa sadeh. The B'chari surrendered his rights to Pishnayim only in that specific field, but he's still entitled to Pishnayim in all of the fields, because he holds Ein lo B'chari kodem chalukah. A B'chari acquires his additional portion only after the assets are actually divided, because the Pasuk states, Losses loy Pishnayim. Matana kari rachmana. The B'chari's additional portion is compared to a gift, and ada asti liyadi de makabel matana, the recipient acquires a gift only after he actually receives it. Therefore, he surrendered Pishnayim only in this field that he already acquired through the Chalukah, but not in the other fields that he did not acquire yet. While Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava says, Vitra b'chal nachasim kulan. The B'chari surrendered his rights to Pishnayim in all the fields because he holds Yesh le B'chari kodem Chalukah. A B'chari acquires the additional portion as soon as he wants it, even before the assets are divided, because the Pasuk states losses and Mishas Shemes Ha'av Ro Litin Loi. From the time the father died, it is fit to be given to him. Since he surrendered his portion in one field, it extends to all the fields that he already acquired. The Gemara concludes, V'hilchas al yesh le'b'char kodem chalukah, and therefore, vita b'chal an chasim kulan, and for the same reason regarding shvach, b'char shemicha micha. Zak de Mishnah, ha'imir, ish pleini b'ni b'char lo yitl pishnayim, ish pleini b'ni lo yirish im echav. If a person stipulated his firstborn son should not get a double portion, or that one son should not inherit any portion, lo yama klum shehisna mashikasa b'ter. His stipulation is void, because a t'nai which contradicts a Torah obligation is not effective. The Gemara asks, Lema masnit nilayk Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps our Mishnah does not concur with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the Tanai is effective regarding monetary obligations, as in the case of Oimer Leisha, Hared Mukadeshesli, Amanah She'en Lechalai Sher Ksuz V'Oina, Harezim Mukadeshes, V'Tanai Batal, Divere Meir. If a man gave a woman Kedushin B'Tanai, on condition that he is absolved from his obligations of food, clothing, and marital relations, Reb Meir says that the kedushin is effective and the tnai is not effective because kalamasna mashkas batera tnai batal. Reb Yehuda Eimer bedaver shel mamon tnai kaim. Reb Yehuda says that the kedushin is effective and the tnai is effective regarding the monetary obligations of food and clothing. According to Reb Yehuda, in our Mishnah's case, the father's tnai should be effective regarding the monetary obligations of pishnayim and yerusha. The Gemara answers that perhaps the Mishnah does concur with Reb Yehuda because there is a difference between these two cases. Hasam yada b'kamachla hachala kamachl. The tnai is effective only regarding she'er b'ksus because the wife's acceptance of the kedushin indicates that she did absolve her husband of his obligations. However, the tnai is not effective regarding Yerusha because there is no indication that the son absolved his father of his obligation. The Gemara continues with related halachas. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr ish pleini b'ni b'chayri hu neitel pishnayim. The person said that so-and-so, my son, is my firstborn, he gets a double portion. However, if he said, ish pleini b'chayri hu, ein neitel pishnayim. If he said that so-and-so, my son, is a firstborn, he does not get a double portion because dilma b'chayri di'imu kamar. Perhaps he meant that the son is a firstborn from only his mother, but not from his father.